Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the September 2025 Energy Update. I'm letting you guys know, firstly, that my website has been down and I'm redoing it. So if you need me, please email me at Nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. The new site should be up soon. All right, guys. So back in January, I shared that I felt this unifying sort of event would unfold in this August-September timeline. So I keep getting these messages, guys, and I'm going to be honest, I'm growing impatient of nothing is as it seems. Truths are being revealed, and it's just like a constant echo in my mind, but it's getting louder. And I do feel like we've seen some evidence, little bits trickling in July. I was hoping for something a little more profound in August, although we're getting little tiny bits of this sort of momentum movement of people shifting, of people waking up, which is exciting. But I can feel, you guys, something is happening. Now, I don't know exactly how to put this in the words, so I'm going to try. It's like a buzzing that I can't explain, okay? What I sense is we're in the end game of like an old reality to start anew. Now you're going to feel this in your individual lives, of course, but in the outer world is going to be a lot slower. So this isn't going to be one thing. It's not going to be one big event or UFOs or arrests. I don't see that. What I'm seeing is just like an unraveling of things back to back to back. And they've been showing me these dominoes since freaking May. So I keep seeing this, guys. And to be honest with you, it's been a challenge for me because I'm seeing things so early and I'm like realizing this has been my whole life where I've always been really early. Like when I was 7 years old, I was talking about that you create your life. So all of this is really early, but my guides are assuring me this is all in motion in a major way. So what I'm getting is there still could be something major coming in, maybe the first big domino coming in over the next few weeks, but I'm not going to attach to that right now. I'm going to attach to the big energy, which is people are now more unified energetically, wanting truth, wanting change, wanting fairness. And that energy is dominant. So all of us have been watching August, I feel like, really closely. Like, I feel like after the Epstein files came out and things have been going out in the world, there's been a lot of weird energy. And I think some of us are like, I want a dramatic headline. I want an undeniable moment. But it's this feeling of like time keeps passing without like a singular event. So I just want to speak to this directly because the guidance I keep getting is keeps pointing to a shift. And I will say that these energies, guys, it's like, it's more timey-wimey than ever. So I really am doing my best because the energy is very different than I've ever experienced it before. But what has become clear to me is this quote unquote event is not about a shockwave. It's about all these cracks forming. And the words unifying resonance field is what came in. So I'm guessing that instead of one sudden moment that we're moving through a unifying field of awakening where small, they're like small and but all stacking together into a new momentum. So I keep being shown dominoes tipping one by one until it's like impossible to ignore. So whatever is going to happen, guys, I'm not sure, but I'm telling you, I can feel something in my bones. I am ready for this to manifest. I feel like the water's been coming to a boil since the end of July. So I'm not sure what's happening behind the scenes, but the big energies are brewing. And so I feel like a reckoning is coming, like a rebalancing. And again, I don't know what this is going to look like. I feel like they're showing me so much energy in September. So I'm going to try to give it to you moment by moment. So when I tune into it, there's a sense of being called to courage, to compassion, to resilience, and then not like trying to force yourself forward, but approaching what comes with like grace, with patience, keeping your heart open. This is like, I'm getting the sense of staying rooted in yourself, in your truth, in your own inner strength, opening more to receive what you want to create in your life. I feel like there will be some more wins or recognitions this month, but there's this weird sense of like, I see like a win or something that feels positive, but then there's like grief attached. So again, I don't know what this is, guys. There's a sense of alignment and change that feels challenging. And I think this is going to manifest in both our personal choices and the world. So this could be leaving a relationship or leaving a place that you've lived a long time, a sort of moment of sadness and something good at the same time. So, or maybe something coming out or a truth that's uncomfortable, but at least now you know the truth. That's the vibe I'm getting. August, for me personally, I was exhausted. So I don't know about you guys. It felt like I was like in a prep or recalibration this month, and some really great stuff opened up energetically, but it definitely was not the momentum I was feeling in the beginning. So I felt like this month was like 2 months in one. You know, it was like two different energies, the first part of the month and the second. So the September is feeling more of an outer reflection. Okay. So again, we come back to this energy of seeing more and more people that are beginning to ask questions that they never asked before. Like synchronicities are spiking, truths are surfacing, both like in the media, personal lives. We're watching like these small cracks add up into a pattern. So September 21st is an eclipse, guys, and this feels like a closure of an old cycle and like a planting of new seeds, okay, on the collective level. So the paradox is that the world is looking like more awake than ever, but more asleep than ever. It's like, we've talked about this even in January, like the dark's getting darker, the light's getting lighter. And this contradiction is creating a pressure. So wherever you have this in your own body, so for example, where you're really awakened and aligned and where you're still holding on to some stuff, this is sort of going to feel this tug of war is really, really loud. Now, some of these things are going to be destabilizing. And that's what they keep showing me, something destabilizing or uncomfortable, but that's a good thing. And I don't know what that means, but I think of it like kind of a collective audit month, like where there's like micro awakenings and narrative fractures and a bunch of sort of small fires in a way of like all these little things that are kind of burning down the whole house, if that makes sense. So I'm also seeing grief and reassessment. So this could be on individuals and the world stage. So things that we thought, there might be betrayals that come forward in your life. There might be something that is revealed that was corrupt, that you didn't know was corrupt. And this could be on the big stage or in your own life. So it's all these facades are crumbling around leadership, around teamwork, around partnerships. There's a sense of really, truly seeing what's been operating in your life that is harming you and not nourishing you. Loyalties, identities, attachments tied to ego or false comfort. Like we've been talking about this, guys, like this month was about who am I really? Who do I want to be? And so now that we're walking into this like clear identity, walking into September, this is about looking at honestly at what's still outdated in my life now that I know who I am and what my true identity is going to be. What version of yourself are you being and what around you is not matching that new version of yourself? And that's what we're going to see on the collective as well. You know, again, uncomfortable, but liberating. So guys, I will say there is a pace accelerating. I have had the most gnarly head pressure. I have had crazy experiences this month. And there's this sense of like the whole beginning of the summer was like this slow drag. And then from the solstice to September is the breaking point. Like I feel like my body and head have been buzzing. And anything stagnant I know for myself is like impossible to hold. Like any old thoughts, resentments, fears, it must go. Must go, guys. Okay? Everything must go. This acceleration is like illuminating things. So this is not about forcing change. It's about going, let me see what comes up that I'm really going, wow, this is some old stuff. I'll give you an example. I had this woman that I hired as a nanny back when we lived in Amsterdam, and she stole money from us and my family. I trusted her with my son. And what's interesting is I was in a desperate situation and it was a recommendation from a friend. I did not get a good energy from this woman, but I was desperate and sleep deprived and exhausted. And my son, my youngest, did not like her and he is the joy. So I should have listened to it. I did not listen to the signs. Anyway, she stole money from me and I was in a meditation the other day and that popped in my head. I was like, what? That was like so long ago. Why am I still holding that? And there was still some energy there around when I trust in somebody that I will be betrayed. It was minor, it was small, but it was there. And so I was like, oh, must go, let's turn it around. So watch for those little things coming back up, old memories, old people that are like, huh, what belief is in this that's coming up for me to move? Because even I had forgotten all about that. And I haven't had experience like that since, but that belief was still lodged in my field and I cannot hold it anymore. So I just want to let you guys know, there is exposure energy. So I've been talking about this since the spring. And again, everybody's at different paces. Everyone's going in a different field. I know from my own life, this has been transformative for me. Like this year, everything has changed, not like my husband and kids, but in terms of my dynamics and my relationships and the way I live my daily life. So this is really why I have been telling you to face your shadow directly. This is why we're asked to do the quote unquote shadow work. So we can really stand steady in our light while the rest of the world is going through their shadow work. Okay, guys, because alongside the craziness of the world, there's like new seeds being planted. And for those of you that's been shedding this weight, September is like, let's go. New beginnings, opportunities, openings, renewal. The veil is thin. New telepathy, seeing spirits, messages. Like this stuff is so fun, guys. And I'm loving it. Channeling, if you haven't tried channeling, all this stuff is available to you. And a lot of you in the next few months are going to start to feel the call of your mission. And this mission may not look like you think it's going to look, but we all are here at this time because this is why we came to be here. So you're waiting for your soul to be like, now is the time, go over there. And so that's going to be unique to all of you. So the other message that came in this month, for me, guys, this is really personal. And I love this message. Since I was a little girl, I believed in magic. This is why I loved Harry Potter's. And I think all of us as a collective on some level know that dragons and the fae and, you know, elementals and they're, you know, mermaids or merpeople, like all of these things are coming from other dimensions. Okay. So we can't see them, but they didn't come out of nowhere. They've been around for centuries because, you know, they live in different dimensions. And as we're sort of getting in a higher frequency, guys, look for the magic. Magic is not outside of you. It's your natural mechanism of creation. Frequency plus intention becomes form. That is magic. So every word, every thought, every image you repeat is like a spell. So your stories are spells. This woman, Florence Scovel Shinn, I think in 1920, wrote the first book about creation, of course, before like Jesus and Saint Germain and stuff, was Your Word is Your Wand. And it was one of the early books that I found. This is the energy coming in right now. So humanity has long lived inside stories that told us about leaders and media and religion and culture. And now it's like we're reclaiming this authorship. Like the next phase of awakening is not about seeing the truth. It's about creating new ones. So when you catch yourself, you know, with words like this is hard or it's nothing's happening or I'll never or whatever. No, this is when we have to go stop. What do I want to create? I want to create more ease. And this is, you know, I've been using what does this make me know I want for years, but I want to flow with ease. I want to open or receive. I want the highest good for everyone. I want harmony in the world. I send love to everyone on this planet. I send solutions. Like, and when we get hooked in, because there's stuff, guys, that's going to hook us in around fear-based stuff. Again, we've seen it already. I withdraw consent. I re-anchor the truth, love, and freedom. That is my choice. Like really being conscious about the unconscious stuff so we can break these old patterns and for not only ourselves, but for the collective. So guys, I'll be honest. September is not an easy energy, but it feels pivotal. It's like a karmic closure. And I was thinking about the numerology when I was doing this, like obviously September's a 9 month and we're in a 9 year. So that double nine, that is telling me this is a reset point and might be the most significant month of the year. So I feel like endings are undeniable and the beginnings are beginning to be real. So I definitely feel like after this month, there's going to be a completely new energy. So I will keep you posted. Guys, I'm going to just keep telling you something is coming. I can't explain it, but I feel it in my bones. There's no reason to be afraid, but something is coming that is unstoppable. And it's possibly like an unraveling before renewal, but just stand steady. Keep your heart open. Know that you are the power. And whatever is happening is here to reveal the truth. the truth of that we're God in human bodies, the truth that we are really powerful, that you can be, do, or have anything you desire. That is the truth. So hold that steady this month, guys. Sending you all so much love, and talk to you soon.